Yes, and we're back on Coffee Call talking now with Marshall County Judge Executive Kevin Spraggs and Benton Mayor Rita Dotson. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, and you guys have some exciting news about the Senior Citizen Center in Marshall County.
We do. Beginning this coming Wednesday, the 17th of January, they'll start meeting at the Joe Creason Room at the H.H. Lovett Park. So it'll be from 10 to 1 every Wednesday.
10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to have all kinds of activities and
yes.
different stuff?
Yes, and Kevin, tell them what you're planning
this Wednesday, one. They're having bingo. Someone from the library is going to be set up there also. Having lunch, Marcella's is going to provide the lunch. And going forward, you know, we're going to be looking for sponsors for prizes for the bingo and lunch. And so if anyone out there wants to contact my office or the mayor's office at this time, we're kind of helping them get reorganized, and pretty soon they'll be electing officers and doing all that good stuff too.
Yeah, I know, Rita, back in the day, I mean, we had, what, 3 senior citizen centers in Marshall County?
We did. Yeah. Absolutely. There was Calvert, Hardin, and Benton.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I think Calvert closed first, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and those folks started coming to Benton. And then Hardin closed, I think, probably during COVID. And I don't know what the plans are there.
Yeah. But we just know that, you know, all the senior citizens in Marshall County are welcome. Any age?
Absolutely.
I know, I'm
60 and above.
Okay.
60 and above,
yeah,
yes. 60 and above is welcome. We're working on a lot of different things to bring, I wouldn't say entertainment to them, but to something that they would like and enjoy and want to be there and want to come every week, or, it, you know, if they pick a day a month or whatever to come.
I know, and Kevin, I know that it takes funding, and you being the judge, y'all kind of made it happen.
We are we're working on a grant to refurbish the building, and you know, someone had commented, why aren't they meeting there? The building had multiple roof leaks, and Mentor Roofing here locally graciously donated their labor and materials to go out there and get the roof patched up. So I think we've got the leaks stopped there, but some of the HVAC units are out and it just needs a lot. So we're pursuing a grant opportunity there to do it inside and out. You know, it would get a new roof, new HVAC, and a major facelift that's much needed. So, you know, if we can get all of that done, the maintenance costs should be very low, and energy efficiency is what we're striving for to keep the cost down on operating it.
Yeah, and if it starts out, you know, one day a week, and then it could go to 2, and it could go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's we're looking towards 5 days a week once they get in the building, but even the bathrooms are not handicap accessible. So we're going to have to knock out some walls a little bit just to be able to get wheelchairs in and out. The kitchen is not up to code, so looking forward sometime in the future, we're looking back at hoping to get Meals on Wheels established again and going up. So the kitchen will have to meet code and be probably all new appliances, don't you think?
Yeah, were saying, you know, part of the grant, they would want a commercial kitchen in there. So, and there's many uses for that. I've said, you know, often if you have a facility like that, you can also utilize it as a rental when they're not using it at night, for instance, for activities, baby showers, family reunions, you know, whatever, weddings. So if you've got that kitchen there, that certainly is a huge asset for people to be able to prep some meals and stuff when they're there doing events. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure that as you being judge, you know, people came up to you and said, Kevin, we miss having a senior citizen center.
Yeah, you know, it's a great place for them to be able to go fellowship and have something to do. And Mayor and I went to Murray and visited their center, and they do a lot. They do bus trips, day trips. They've got a bus. They will go, I think they said, once a week to a different county, to a different restaurant, just to, and they said, you know, they really don't care where we go. They're excited about it, and it's kind of a surprise every week where they're going to go visit. So there's a lot of possibilities there, and the sky's the limit. You know?
Right, and Rita, that takes volunteers and it takes donations.
Absolutely, and that's what we're working towards. We've discussed a few fundraising opportunities, and the CDBG grant that we applied for is a matching grant. So we've applied for $750,000. We're going to have to come up with a 20% match on that, which is $150,000. So we've discussed some various. We haven't done anything concrete yet, but we have discussed some ideas on how we're going to come up with that funding.
Yeah.
And that won't, I don't think the $750,000 will cover everything. Do you, Kevin?
With inflation and the cost of things, everything costs more than I think it mm-hmm. will and think it should for that matter. But yeah. Hopefully, by the time we get to that point, costs have come down some. You know, this is not going to be something that's going to happen in a month or two. Hope everyone's patient with this. And, the bright side is we're moving in that direction. It'll take a while to get there, but we will get there.
All right. And do you need volunteers for the 17th?
I think we're covered on the 17th, but any Wednesday, I've had some people in the community reach out to say they would love to be involved. So I'm hoping that people will come forward. There's, exercise, healthcare. There's a lot of different avenues that they could explore and do different things. And like Judge said, if any business or even homemakers or anybody in the community wants to provide a meal, I know that they would be very appreciative of that, or snacks, bring up snacks and leave them.
Yeah, it seems like it used to be there would be a tax professional there that
that's what I was about to say, Cindy. Thank you for bringing that up. If anyone would want to volunteer to come out and speak, any kind of professional in any field, I'm sure they'd love to hear from them on what they had to say and get some free advice. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Kevin Spraggs and Rita Dotson, the judge and the mayor. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call. Can you